Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing with 3 minutes of Tehillim. We're up to Perek Chaf, Psalm 20. In this Perek, it's a very well-known Perek. L'amateach is Murla David, Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara, may Hashem answer you in the time of need, the day of trouble. Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. The name of Hashem, of specifically Yaakov, will set you high, will raise you up. So why are we specifically highlighting Yaakov? That there's a time of a person's in time of distress and difficult times. Why are we highlighting Elokei Yaakov? So Yaakov is known as the Av of the darker side of existence, right? He is the representative of Gullus. Yaakov is always on the run. He's on the move. He lives a life of struggle, and he's fighting with the angel, right? There's his whole life is a representation of this struggle. Of he's Misakin Arvis, he makes our feel at night when the things are dark, right? But Yaakov eventually perseveres, and right, he transitions from Yaakov to Yisrael, and he overpowers the angel, and Hashem renames him and says, no longer will you be named Yisrael, but you'll be renamed Yaakov. Here's an interesting question. The Torah, after saying that, oftentimes refers back and forth, Yaakov and Yisrael, and there's no one has any issue with that. Whereas the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Gimel says that if the Torah says you should no longer call Avram, you're actually over an assay. If you do that, you're in violation of a positive commandment because the Torah tells you no longer will be called Avram, you'll be Avraham. So why do we say that by Yaakov, even though he was renamed Yisrael, you could continue to call him Yaakov? So I once heard a beautiful explanation because the whole idea of struggle, and that's why B'yitz Tzara, person calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a time of need, that struggle, that very struggle, is part of the reason why a person reaches success. Yaakov's story of how he became Yisrael was through his struggle with the angel, was through his perseverance. It wasn't just forget that past and move on and now you're Yisrael. The very story that led Yaakov to become who he was the wrestling, was the struggle. That's what his legacy, Yaakov's legacy that he left for us, that's this tefillah of Arvis, that's his lesson to us in the Gullus, that we will transition, we will go through hard times, but eventually, as the end of the Perek says, we'll see, maybe we'll think that there will be a success of our enemies, but at the end of the day, we will succeed, as the Pasuk says, Elu varecha ve'elu basusim, some came with chariots and some with horses, va'anachu b'shem Hashem elokeinu naskir, but we come with the name of Hashem, hema karov v'nafalu, and they will fall down, they knelt down and fallen, va'anachu kamnu v'nisavadad, and we will rise up eventually, and we will overpower our enemies.